December, with the High Court ruling there'd been widespread use of phone tapping. The firm will pay Prince Harry a substantial sum to cover damages as well as legal costs. Graham Johnson used to work at the Mirror and gave evidence against the newspaper.
It's an existential threat to a 121-year-old paper. They've been hit with a big bill. There's lots of reputational damage. There's other litigation in the pipeline. So they've got to try and get out from under this case.
Junior doctors in England will strike for a further 5 days from February the 24th. The British Medical Association is calling for a 35% wage increase, which ministers have previously rejected. The government says it may be prepared to go further on a pay offer. Chief Executive of NHS providers Sir Julian Hartley says many routine hospital services are likely to be cancelled.
This is a real body blow for the NHS at a time when it's working incredibly hard to manage the winter pressures. February is a tough month in terms of demand, and at the same time, the NHS is really driving to try and reduce waiting times for patients.
Police have confirmed the two dogs that killed 68-year-old Esther Martin in Essex at the weekend were XL bullies. A ban on the breed came into force in England and Wales last week. An 80-year-old man has been jailed for the rest of his life for murdering his wife. David Clark set fire to 77-year-old Helen in their car. More wintry conditions are expected across most of Scotland this weekend. Weather warnings for snow and ice come into force this afternoon. In sport, British tennis player Harriet Dart has reached the semi-finals of a WTA tournament for the first time. She's into the last four of the Transylvania Open after a straight sets win against Nuria Parizaz Diaz. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
Thanks, Josie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight it will be largely cloudy with the odd lingering patch of light rain in places. Hope it's not near me. But anyway, during the early hours it will remain largely dry, but some clear spells will also develop. Moderate winds, overnight lows of 7. Now looking at Saturday morning, it will remain generally dry with a mix of bright spells and a few isolated showers in the afternoon. Though there is also a chance of longer spells of rain moving in, but with highs of 11.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome along to Friday here on Drive. Thank you to Patrick for a brilliant Friday 1 to 3. As always, he's here. Going to be having another chat with him in a minute. Can't let you go yet, Patrick. Well, I'm Joe. I'm going to be spinning the best music from all decades, a Fab Four at 4:30 as well, and some other of your favourite features here on Friday. But let's kick today off with Pink with Who Knew.
You took my hand, you showed me how. You promised me you'd be around. Uh-huh, that's right. I took your words and I believed in everything you said to me. Yeah, that's right. Too cool. Oh no, no, no. I wish I could touch you again. I wish I could still call you friend. I'd give anything. When someone said, count your blessings now.
It's a week since I've seen Patrick, but it is, isn't it?
It is, yeah, absolutely.
How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much. And yourself?
Did you have a nice show today?
I had a thoroughly enjoyable show today. I enjoyed all of the music that... I enjoyed all the music I played today. I'm assuming everybody else did as well.
I'm sure they did.
A few rarities and unusual tracks, but I always quite like to do that anyway. And as I didn't have a guest today, then I was therefore able to put more music in today. So, it was quite good.
It's like you could have a little bit more of a selfish day for yourself, and why not? You deserve it.
Thank you so much.
That's what I say. Of course, people will be able to download it a little bit.
It'll be there later on, absolutely.
Spread the word and let everyone else know.
Indeed, absolutely.
So what have you been up to, or what's happening this weekend?
I'm going to the theatre in Chelmsford tonight.
Oh, the theatre.
It's the Simon and Garfunkel story.
Oh, right.
And actually, it has been on in the West End, and it's making its way round, and it's on in Chelmsford tonight, so I'm going to that.
A beautiful harmony. Really good. So it's a musical as well, it's got to be.
Yeah.
It would be wrong otherwise, wouldn't it?
It would, really, if it was about... I'll tell you what, I should want my money back if nobody sings anything tonight.
It should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be good.
Oh, well, the music's beautiful, because their harmonies together.
They were great, weren't they? Mm. So they were really good.
I don't actually know the story of that, so that might be something...
It was quite interesting, really, and, it's the whole thing about... They were really young when they first met, and they just seemed to hit it off musically like this. And actually, you won't believe what they were called on their first single release.
Oh, really?
They weren't called Simon and Garfunkel.
We can't repeat it on radio.
But let me see if I can get a guess from you. Cartoon characters.
Not Tom and Jerry.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Their first single release as Tom and Jerry.
Oh, I'm so pleased they didn't. How young were they when they got together? 10?
I think they were 17 or 18 with their first release.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. And then, of course, right through all of that long career. And then, of course, they fell out big time.
Yeah, they did, well. Didn't they? It's a shame. They did. It always happens, though.
It's a shame, really.
Yeah. So you're seeing that's in Chelmsford.
It's on Chelmsford tonight.
Around? Sorry, Patrick.
I think it was only tonight that's on in Chelmsford tonight. So, I'm not sure if it's sold out or not. So it may not be. I don't know.
Okay. You've been to the theatre there quite a lot.
It's a good theatre. Yeah. Actually, it's a really nice theatre. Quite a lot of money spent on it by the local council.
Yeah.
I was disappointed, actually, because I wanted to go to two country acts, Ward Thomas and the Shires, which are both coming up soon. both sold out within about a day of them being put on there. So
that's good, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Places like that as well. It's huge.
It is. Yeah. So it's doing all right. The theatre. There's always quite a wide variety of things on there. So looking forward to it tonight.
There's so many local theatres that do so much.
There are, and they need support, don't they?
I need to go more. I know you've made me. Yeah, I'm gonna slap my hand.
Well, that's all right. That's all right, though. You know, and it's the little local. I mean, I don't go up to the West End very often. That's a rare thing to do because I think it's the little local ones that really need the support.
Yeah, and it does actually feel like they're actually you're literally right next to them sometimes. Because even though you can pay big money in the big, I go to the Palladium quite a lot.
Okay,
there's a lot of Q&As that happen in the Palladium at West End, so I quite like that. Like Miriam Margolis, I've seen. Dawn French and people like that. Giles Brandreth, all my favourites. Yes, I'm like, you look quite shocked when I said Giles Brandreth.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, he's entertaining.
No, he really is. So I go there quite a lot, but it's not as personal as going to your local theatre.
Yeah, no, that's right, actually. I mean, Chelmsford Theatre's not tiny, but at the same time, it's nothing like the Palladium or anything like that.
I was like, well, look, have a wonderful time, Patrick.
Thank you. I was just saying I can remember going to the Palladium as a child with my parents to see Morecambe and Wise, and we must have had the cheapest possible seats up high in the balcony. And I remember actually having a little pair of glasses to actually try and see them because it was such a long way away. And then I've only been really about 6 or 7, something like that. Really? But I could also remember being delighted that actually you could turn the glasses round the other way and they were even further away.
I bet you still do that now, don't
you? Well,
you know.
What's a child? The inner child is always there.
Oh, that's so happy. That's what keeps us young. That's what keeps us happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't be afraid to bring out your inner child.
Definitely not. Absolutely not. Yeah. Definitely not.
24/7 with us, Patrick, I think. Definitely.
We live and breathe it. Yes.
Anyway, Patrick, thanks so much. And we're looking forward to next week. You got any guests next week?
Yeah. We've got Julie next week. She comes from the local churches here in Kelvedon Hatch kind of area, and she'll be chatting about all the stuff that they're getting involved with, and Lent, because Lent starts next week, next Wednesday.
It's come around so quickly.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
I can't believe it.
No, I can't believe it either.
My voice is really raised high.
I can't believe how
much it is. I can see Spandau Ballet now.
Yes, okay.
Tom and Jerry, I'm just trying to do. You didn't realise, did you? Tom and Jerry. It sounded more like Mickey Mouse.
Well, you did. Well, never mind.
Yes. Anyway, listen, Patrick, thank you so much again. I'm going to play Spandau Ballet Gold.
Great.
A great song.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Luck has left me standing so tall. Gold, always believe in your soul. Partners in crime. It's only 2 years ago, the man with the suit and the face, he knew that he was there on the case. Now he's in love with you, he's in love with you. My love is like a hot prison wall.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At WD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalfourd.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, well, thanks again. So Patrick is on his way home soon. And it's light out as well, which is brilliant. And it doesn't get dark till about 4:45 tonight, if not a little bit later. So how wonderful is that? Now, for the rest of the afternoon, we have so much stuff coming on. We've got a one-hit wonder. We've played Pink already. We've played the 80s already. We're going to go up to a nowies kind of song, but from a band that was around in the 80s. This is the brand new track from Take That Me These Days.
Oh. Oh, I can see the future coming to fill my way, the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted, being around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken, hard and cold, no one ever knows the reason why. For the ones we may become, for the battles we have won, for the day we reach the sun.
Tonight, 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 t
forgot to tell you as well, Al 2 at 3.30 are going to be kind of a tenuous link. Well, they're first gigs. So it's going to be an artist first gig. And then we can just have a listen to some brilliant music. So that's coming up at 3.30. But taking us up to the travel, we've got Breakfast in Bed. Well, no, not literally, with UB40.
FM travel news.
Well, there's usual traffic coming out of London at this time of day, but the M25 clockwise, now there's exit slip road partially blocked in Leys due to the broken down lorry at junction 28, A12, Brentwood, Brook Street, roundabout. Holbridge Waterway Lane closed as well between Holbridge Road and Beaches Road because of flooding. Also, just come in another incident on the A12 London bound. It's closed due to an accident at junction 26 and junction 25. Now, the congestion is back to junction 27 already, so just bear that in mind. Now, in Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street. A120 eastbound, slow traffic between the B183 and the M11. In Braintree, slow traffic on the A120 east between B1256 and Galley's Corner at roundabout. In Billericay, there's slow traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road, Norsey Road. Now over in Chelmsford, slow traffic on Waterhouse Lane between Parkway and Rittle Road, Chelmsford Road, Westway. Colchester, there's slow-moving traffic approaching southbound between Via Urbis, Romani and Burghold Road. Now, the rail is looking okay again for us, but let's head over to the Tube, where there's still minor delays on the Central Line, which is trains. Minor delays on the Metropolitan Line between Harrow on the Hill and Moor Park. Underground station is still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. And finally, there's all minor delays on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and Uxbridge, all due to cancellations. For more updates from me in an hour. Now we've got another track from our A-list. This is Luke Combs with You Found Yours.
Remy was a bit mixed, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. When you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you found yours. Way out of your league, but you didn't care. When you stole that kiss on her daddy's front porch, that feeling that you're feeling, buddy, you found yours. Whoa, whoa, you found yours. Turns to two little feet running up and down the hall. Now it's plain as day what you're down here for. You're looking for a reason, buddy.
You found yours here on Phoenix FM, and that is from the Phoenix FM A-list. Now, I'm going to play two tracks together. Now, Cher's first ever gig was when she was 11 years old. So we're going to have a listen to Love and Understanding. And can you guess what the artist, who the artist is that she went to see? Well, I'll be playing that one straight after.
Where do we go? Where can we go? Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
First gig that Cher ever went to when she was 11 years old was to see Elvis Presley. How wonderful is that? Right, now coming up in a second, we will be hearing from local brand who are smashing it out the park at the moment. They've been touring all over the place and they're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Nothing But Thieves are going to be coming up. But first, shall we have a look at the events?
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Oh, there's a fly there. It was just about landed on my lip there as I was about to talk. So, yeah, sorry for the delay. Right, we've got two events coming up tonight. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you one in the first hour and another one in the second hour, I should say. Yeah, that fly, goodness me. So here we are, Friday the 9th of the February, yes, tonight is the quiz night at Barnswell Social Club in Barnswell Close here in Brentwood. Brentwood and Billericay, local group of the Essex Wildlife Trust, will be holding a quiz night at the Barnswell Social Club. It's going to be a fun evening for all ages. Non-members are more than welcome. Feel free to make up your own team, maximum of six people. Alternatively, you can buy a single ticket or for just you and your mates. Go along and then you can join others to make up the team if you wish as well. Please arrive by 7pm for the 7:30 start. Now, the tickets are £12 each, but they do include a hot supper as well. Now, tickets are available from John Allen, and of course, all the proceeds go to support Essex Wildlife Trust projects, including the protection of local wildlife and habitats. So for more, you can go to essexwt.org.uk/events, but it's easier to come over to phoenixfm.com. You'll see the events page right in front of you. Go onto that and then you'll have all the details and all the links right in front of you.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
DCC. Welcome to the DCC with nothing but fees, I should say. Yes, our Southend boys. Now, coming up before the ads, let's have a listen to Guess the Intro.
Guess the Intro.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Now, it is Friday, so obviously as well, we're going to be hearing from our Xanthi Beerman. Yes, the greatest presenter. She will actually be coming up right after the latest track from Sheryl Crow with Alarm Clock.
Xanthi Beerman from Greaties. My drive time choice for you this week is a track in celebration of Holly Johnson, who turns 61 today. As lead singer of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, he received the 1984 Ivor Novello Award for Best Song Musically and Lyrically for Two Tribes. Ha!
iconic, absolutely iconic and lovely fella. I was going to say Frankie Goes to Hollywood, then Holly Johnson. Do you know what? It's so iconic. I'm going to play another one of his in the very last hour. It's one of actually the most moving vocal as I think he's ever done. So I'm going to be playing that one in the last hour for you.
Join me, Zamfi Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Yes, so Sunday evenings, you know what to do. Tune in to Zamfi Behrman. Thanks again for giving us another brilliant tune already, just for us on Drive, already for the weekend. So if you thought, oh, I know that voice from somewhere, yes, Lindsay Buckingham on the wrong side. Of course, from Fleetwood Mac as well. Now, taking us up to the top of the hour, we've got loads going on after four, so make sure you come back. We've got a brilliant four at 4:30 and a fab one-hit wonder, as well as loads of other brilliant music being played. But we're going to play, to the top of the hour, so I tell you what, we're going to play Georgia Koo with A Little More Lost, and I will see you after four.
Take a drive out to the beach. The ocean's So some days I spend the day in bed. Why am I wasting my time looking for the next high? If there's happiness here, what's the cost? What's the point of these nights or these whiskeys on ice? If I wake up a little more lost.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.